braťo i sestre, da moja i vaša žrtva bude ugodná Bogu Otcu.
First may be acceptable to God, the Father Almighty. We place these offerings on your altar, Lord, to celebrate with fitting honor the nativity of Him, who both foretold the coming of the world's Savior and pointed Him out when He came, who lives and reigns forever and ever. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In His precursor, St. John the Baptist, we praise you, great glory, for you consecrated him for a singular honor among those born of women. His birth brought great rejoicing, even in the womb. He leapt for joy at the coming of human salvation. He alone of all the prophets pointed out the lamp of redemption, and to make holy the flowing waters, he baptized the very altar of baptism, and was privileged to bear his supreme witness by shedding of his blood. And so with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty without end we acclaim.
Poslance natum est accipiens et calice, iterum gratia sagens dedi discipulis suis dicens, accipite et vivite ex eo omnes, hic est enim calix sanguinis mei novi et eterni testamenti, qui pro vobis et pro multis se fundetur in remissionem peccatorum. Hoc facite in meam commemorationem. Mysterium fidei taina viere et
we proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullest of charity, together with our Pope Francis, our Bishop Ratko, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life. May praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.